I creatively think. Yes, I creatively think my thought, and the power of my consciousness vibrates to reveal it. I creatively think my thought, and the power of my consciousness vibrates to reveal it. Yes, it works all the time. It works all the time, and it is always mine. It is always what I am thinking about. I creatively think my thought, and the power of my consciousness vibrates to reveal it. I have lots of thoughts that go through my mind. I have lots of thoughts that go through my consciousness. I have lots of realizations that are very real, and I think them, and I think them wonderfully and powerfully in my thought and in my attitude of mind. And as I think them, the essence of me, the consciousness of me, vibrates to reveal it. It's already done. The thoughts that I think are already done. They're already fulfilled. They're already demonstrated. They're already manifest. They're already revealed in my life. Yes, they are. And because they're already revealed, I'm already experiencing them. I'm already knowing them and having them be a reality, because they're revealed as already being done in my life. Now, how do I creatively think my thought to get the power of my consciousness to vibrate to reveal it? I think my thought one-pointedly. I think my thought with one aspect of mind, with one creative possibility in my mind, that it is done, and it is real, and it is wonderful. And as I do that, I bring that into focus, into my experience, and I bring it into focus, into everything that I do, so that I am 100% in charge of everything that my life brings forth to me. 100%. It doesn't matter what goes on in my thought. It doesn't matter what goes on in my attitude. It doesn't matter what goes on in anything that I'm doing. It's just me that's thinking that. It's me that's realizing that. It's me that's knowing that, because that's all that matters. And it's all that matters what I am thinking in my thought. So, sometimes I like to call it daydreaming. And I just daydream about the ideas that are of interest to me, of importance to me. And as I daydream about these ideas, I give them my attention. When I cannot daydream about anything unless it's real. I cannot daydream about something that is impossible to exist. I cannot daydream about something that never will exist and never will be in my world. I cannot daydream about it because it already exists. Whatever I dream about, it already exists. Whatever I creatively think my thought about, the power of my consciousness vibrates to reveal it as it already does exist. But I must take the step, and I must move in my consciousness to do that. Because my consciousness says, oh, you can think about anything you want. You can think about all the thousands of possibilities you want to think about. But what do you really want to think about? What would you really like to demonstrate? What would you really like to experience in your life? What would you really like to know in your life? Well, whatever it is that you would like to know in your life, then that is the truth about you. That is what is an actual fact about you. Yes, it's an actual fact about you, not me. Whatever it is I choose to think about, whatever it is I choose to have in my thought consciousness, it already exists. Because I couldn't think about something that does not already exist. It already exists. Everything already exists. There is no limitation. All the possibilities of the universe already exist. And what I do is to reveal that they already exist. I reveal it to me. Now, in all of life, I could have revealed myself to be a wonderful sportsman, a wonderful game player, if that were my choice. And so from early on, I would have a tendency to think toward being a good sportsman. I would have a tendency to think toward being a good person in whatever field I'd like to be in. I have a naturalness toward it. I have a joyousness toward it. I have a feeling toward it that says, yes, that's kind of fun. That's kind of interesting. Yes, that is. And as I become that basketball person, I love the basketball. I love the court. I love the rules of the game. And I play by the rules of the game because the rules of the game are what is already revealed. I cannot be a winner not playing by the rules of the game, because if I don't play by the rules of the game, then I don't fit into the game. And if I want to play the game, then I want to fit into the game. If I want to think a car, if I want to think a spaceship, if I want to think a garden, if I want to think sports, whatever I want to think about, it already exists. And I merely direct my attention to it. I direct my conscious thought to it, and my consciousness vibrates to reveal that it's already there and that I am already that wonderful, dynamic sportsman. I am that wonderful, dynamic, creative cause for anything that I'd like to have in my life. And so I consciously think my thought, and the power of my consciousness vibrates to reveal it. So as I think my thought that I am that fantastic sportsman, I never tire of my sports game. I never tire of going into the backyard and shooting baskets. I never tire of going out on the driveway and shooting baskets. I never tire of staying longer in school and shooting baskets on the basketball court. I never tire when the school gymnasium is closed, I go outside and I practice on the outdoor basketball court. And my genius grows and grows and grows. My ability grows and grows and grows. My skill grows and grows and grows. I've always had the skill. I've always had that interest. I've always had that desire for whatever it is. It's my choice. And the reality that I have that ability to do it, I have that skill to do it, that I am a genius at playing my sporting games, reveals in everything I do. Not because I'm better than anybody else, but I play the game well. I do everything beautifully. I do it everything in a magnificent way so that everyone who sees me says, wow, you are good at that. You're one of those Boston Globetrotters. You're fantastic. Well, what did they do? They merely revealed that they were master of the game. They were master of the ball. They were master of the field. They were master of the basket. They were master of all that they chose to be in. It already existed for them. It already exists for anyone who wants to follow it. But only when I think my thought creatively does the power of my consciousness vibrate to reveal it. Only then does the power of my consciousness vibrate to reveal it. And that time is now, if that is my choice, if that is my desire, if that's my selection of my action for myself. You can do it. I can do it. Everyone can do it. It's just a matter of applying my thought to it and letting my consciousness vibrate to reveal whatever is the dream in my heart. However unimaginable it is, it's there. And it's not the practice that makes me a genius at it. I merely reveal through practice that I do know how to do it, that I do know how to play the game beautifully, wonderfully, skillfully now. Try it yourself. Say, I creatively think my thought, and the power of my consciousness vibrates to reveal it. I creatively think my thought, and the power of my consciousness vibrates to reveal it. Think that for yourself. And know that for yourself. And let that be exactly who you are. Let that be exactly who you are every moment of your life. And as you let it be exactly who you are every moment of your life, then you will find that it is done for you right now. It is revealed for you right now. It is all that you know right now. Let it be yours as it is mine right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.